let's put all of the difficult news aside for just a moment to remember that today is the 30th of October, which means tomorrow is Halloween.
What?
Which means Kathy Gunn, Star Resident Chef, is here to
with
talk
no candy.
About pumpkin. Yes. No candy and no pumpkin spice. That's not what we're talking about.
No
here.
Pumpkin spice, although I will share with you that I was driving by a car repair place and the sign outside said pumpkin flavored brake pads.
Oh, no.
That's how out of control it is, okay? I am not a fan of this notion of pumpkin spice. I am, however, a fan of real pumpkin.
And which kind? Like for cooking?
Well, there's a huge difference. So there's something called carving pumpkins or big pumpkins, and those are the ones quite literally that you carve that might be sitting outside your apartment building or your house right now for Halloween. And those are perfect for jack-o'-lanterns. They're edible, but they're stringy and they're bland and they're watery. What you want to look for cooking are something called sugar pumpkins or pie pumpkins, and they tend to be much smaller, making them much easier to deal with. They are far sweeter. They have this great smooth texture, and they have a ton of flavor.
Oh, boy.
What do you do? Do you cut up the pumpkin, or how do you get the pumpkin
that
you need?
It doesn't do it itself, sadly. That's what the cans are for. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That's a really good question. There are two
because
ways.
Because you can buy cut-up pumpkin pieces.
You can, but, you know, cut up anything means it's dry. Now, you know, I see that and I'm like, look how dry out and sort of shriveled that is. So you buy a small pumpkin, like 2 pounds, 3 pounds. You deal with it the way you would deal with a winter squash, which is what it is. The easiest way to do it is to cut it in half, pull out all those seeds and the stringy, fleshy parts. Keep the seeds. Those are quite edible and full of fiber and delicious. And then I just use a regular vegetable peeler and peel off the outside. Cut the pumpkin into chunks, and you're good to go. The other way to do it is to cut it in half, roast the pumpkin flesh side down in a 350-degree oven for a little bit less than an hour, scrape the flesh out, throw it in a food processor, and you have something far more flavorful than a can of pumpkin.
Well, I've already started, Jeremy. I'm sorry. I've
even but of course.
Because you have this soup to start.
Yeah.
I do. This
so
is a
good.
Pumpkin and leek soup, and on top of it are fried sage leaves. Mm. Sage and pumpkin go really beautifully together. This is an adaptation of a recipe from my book, Soup Swap, and this used a 3-pound sugar pumpkin, some leeks, a little bit of olive oil, fresh thyme, and sage, and you just cook it up in vegetable stock or chicken stock, puree it, and then to make fried sage leaves, which sounds like, you know, restaurant food, but it's not, you just heat up like less than a cup of canola oil or a little olive oil, throw the whole sage leaf in, sprinkle it with coarse sea salt, and man, that's good.
I can imagine that sage leaves, fried sage leaves, are going to become the next fried
the
Brussels sprouts. Let's see.
It's the thing.
Okay. I'm saying it right
he
now.
He said it here, right here.
Okay. I tell you, the taste that it gives, it's like, you know, for those, you know, if you don't want bacon, it's so rich,
meaty.
That sage.
That's a really good point,
yeah.
And it also adds a wonderful texture to a pureed soup, something I'm always thinking about. I also took the seeds out of the pumpkin, put them in the oven with a bit of olive oil and sea salt, and sprinkled a few pumpkin seeds into your soup.
You also made a risotto.
I did.
A pumpkin risotto.
Yes, and again, you can use regular old squash, but the pumpkin is far sweeter. So there's chunks of pumpkin in there. Mm. There's arborio rice, which is a special Italian rice that's specifically used for risotto because it maintains its texture. There's good Parmesan cheese in there. Mm. Risotto this time of year is my go-to comfort food.
That's
and
great.
With a little sweet pumpkin. You know, the other thing I want to point out is don't think about pumpkins as only being affiliated with this Halloween, which will be over tomorrow. This is great
winter
eating.
Are they legal in the rest of the year?
I don't know.
You can still buy them?
I say go break the law and eat pumpkins for the next few months.
What have we got here? This looks like a dessert.
The third thing, because we had to do a dessert, and I have to admit it, I am not a huge fan of pumpkin pie. This is a pumpkin pudding, and if you dig all the way to the bottom, you will find there's a ginger snap crust. So there's a bit of a snappy, gingery crust on the bottom, and then the pumpkin pudding is simply eggs. Okay, here's my great thing I'm going to admit to. I used organic canned pumpkin. Yep, I did because I thought, let's give it a try. And I did find an organic variety, and I think it tastes great. And there's cinnamon in there and ginger and allspice. And then I added a little bit of whipped cream and some crystallized ginger.
And I would just say, for those of us who... Oh, well, let's just say it. I once had what we refer to as the great butternut squash incident of, I think it was 2000-something. in which I was cutting. You know, they got such smooth skin, and yes. I was saying to someone, "Oh no, I should do this with a very sharp knife," and the knife slipped, and
that kind of incident happened. Yeah. You want to be careful with these. The skin on some of these pumpkins are quite tough, but it's really not difficult to do. And if you use a wide peeler, you're going to be all set.
Or if you have one cutting board that's just for this kind of thing, you put some
wet paper towels underneath,
or nails up from underneath, and you impale the gourd on the nails and cut with two hands.
You guys just keep talking about this while I just eat this pumpkin pie.
I never would like to introduce a nail to a kitchen activity. I'm just saying, okay? But go for it, Robin.
We have got all of these recipes at our website, hereandnow.org. As always, Kathy, happy Halloween, and thank you.
Happy Halloween. Go for the risotto over the candy.
it's an adult mac and cheese risotto.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WVUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.